In a market where homes are still selling in 5 days on average, 10 greater Boston towns are quietly handing buyers something they haven't had in years: real negotiating power.
Let's start with the headline number. 289 properties closed in Greater Boston this past week, with an average sale price of $1.24 million and an average price per square foot of $438. Those are strong volume figures, but the five-day average days on market is what really stands out. This market is still moving fast at the macro level.
5 days. That's barely enough time to schedule a second showing. So how do we square that with a whole listicle about buyers gaining leverage?
The aggregate hides a lot of town-level divergence. The five-day DOM is being pulled down by competitive inner-ring markets, but when you zoom into specific corridors, the picture looks very different. Framingham, for example, is sitting at a 47-day average DOM, with 19% of listings having taken at least one price cut as of May.
47 days versus 5, that's not a small gap. What's driving Framingham specifically?
Affordability ceiling, mostly. Sellers priced aggressively in Q1 and the market simply didn't absorb it. You're seeing the same dynamic in Waltham, where the median list price has dropped $42,000 from its Q1 2026 peak.
$42,000 is a meaningful concession. Are there other towns where that kind of dollar reduction is showing up?
Woburn is the clearest example. Sellers who overpriced in Q1 are now averaging a $28,000 price cut. And Braintree has the highest rate of reduced listings on the entire South Shore at 24% of active inventory.
So we're seeing this across different submarkets, not just one corridor. What about the Route 495 belt?
Tewksbury is the standout there. Remote work demand that pushed buyers out to the 495 corridor in 2022 and 2023 has normalized, and sellers haven't fully repriced for that reality yet. That's a negotiating opportunity.
You mentioned Malden earlier in our prep. That one has a different story behind it, right?
It does. Malden's supply bump is being driven by out-of-state investors exiting, which is creating listings at below-peak prices that wouldn't otherwise be on the market. It's a structural shift, not just seller psychology.
What about buyers who are working with tighter budgets? Is there anything in this data for them?
Stoughton is the name I'd flag. Under 600K homes are seeing 3 to 4% price cuts, which is a genuine first-timer moment. And Medford, which was an over-ask market just 18 months ago, now has sellers routinely accepting 2 to 3% under list.
That Medford shift is striking. 18 months ago, you'd have laughed at a below-ask offer there. What's the condo situation looking like?
Quincy is the story there. Condo inventory is at a five-year high, and that glut is actually suppressing buyer urgency on single-family homes too, because buyers have more optionality than they've had in years.
And Burlington rounds out the 10. What's the dynamic there?
Burlington's softness is tied to office-adjacent demand cooling. 22% of listings have been reduced since April. It's a town that benefited a lot from corporate campus proximity, and that tailwind has faded.
So, across all 10 of these towns, what's the realistic negotiating range a buyer should walk in expecting?
If you're moving confidently, pre-approved, clean offer, reasonable timeline, the data suggests $20,000 to $60,000 off ask is achievable depending on the town and the specific listing. That's not a low ball. That's the market telling you what it will accept right now.
If you're targeting any of those 10 towns, pull the DOM and price reduction history on every active listing before you write your offer. That data is your leverage, and this window won't stay open indefinitely.